The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Woody Page, Frank Isola, Bomani Jones, great to have you here. Baseball, it's finally here, and we're still a mess. The most surreal, bizarre opening day ever. First pitch, 2 hours away, New York and Washington, Scherzer and Cole. And just hours before, Juan Soto of Washington testing positive for coronavirus. This is a hornet's nest that we walk into. New York also missing Aroldis Chapman, who's been testing positive for days, still testing positive for coronavirus. So he's out for tonight. But Frank, this surreal opening day where we were trying to get excited for baseball, and now Juan Soto?
Yeah, as the saying goes, Tony, it could be worse. It could be raining. And again, look outside. It might be raining tonight.
It might be raining.
The problem. Yeah. It's a standalone game between the hated Yankees and obviously the defending champs. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Yankees, Gerrit Cole, gave up 3 home runs in the World Series last year to the Nationals. Soto hit 2 of them. This is one of the young stars of baseball, but what it also shows you is the complications that Major League Baseball has trying to start its season. The NWSL, MLS, NBA, they're all in a bubble. They're getting back negative tests. Baseball is going to be playing in home stadiums, traveling, staying in hotels. I think we're going to see a lot of it this year.
Frank, Juan Soto was with the team 2 days ago playing right among teammates. Does this make you think this is unsustainable for baseball?
It seems like it's going to be very difficult. All I can say is in Germany, Italy, England, where their soccer leagues have started, they've been traveling, playing in home stadiums, and it's worked. So keep your fingers crossed. Maybe it can work for Major League Baseball.
Well, Monty Jones, you're shaking your head. No, I'll bring you in right here.
No, man, them countries ain't as nasty as us, man. Look around you. Like, we are basically
nasty.
A country at a very similar place as to where we were in March. Yeah, nasty, because we're not doing a good job of keeping our germs and stuff to ourselves over here. They have done all the right things, so I believe that they can make it work over there. When I look at the news over here, this does not feel sustainable. I don't know if it is unsustainable necessarily, but let's find out how many people on the Nationals got this from Juan Soto. Let's find out how many more people are going to turn up positive. We don't know what's going to happen if a team winds up with an outbreak. What is Major League Baseball then going to do? So what I think this does, even if it doesn't spell out that it's unsustainable, it absolutely and clearly points out the perils of the fact that these guys are not in a bubble, like Frank said. So they are going to be interacting with the larger world, and I don't know how exactly this is going to run.
But Monty, 5 months ago, this all started with one positive test, and the NBA shut down completely. And now, when you consider it, Major League Baseball just proceeds forward with one play. Again, he was with his team 2 days ago.
They think they know what they're doing to some extent, and they might know what they're doing. I just don't know if knowing what you're doing matters, but so much given what they're trying to pull off.
Woody, we talked early this morning. You were so excited for baseball to come back. You want opening day, hope springs eternal, and now a positive test for coronavirus with the defending champions and Juan Soto's out of tonight's game, and who knows what happens to Washington going forward. What have we just opened the door to?
Yeah, well, I'm still thrilled about baseball season, but we always talk about hits, runs, and errors. This is going to be trial and error. But Monty's right. We just don't know going forward exactly how it's going to turn out. When Mike Trout's wife has a baby and he leaves the team right in the middle of, even though it's a day off, he could miss 3 or 4 days. Then when a starting pitcher finds out that he's tested positive on a day he was about to start. I just think that they're going to have to figure it out as they go along. Hopefully for the best. And yes, at the same time, we're going to find out what the DH is like in the National League, what this extra inning rule is all about, and the possibility that we're going to go into the season now with expanded playoffs. And we don't even know that at this point.
Frank, defending champs, Washington, starting a season without their best hitter in the middle of the lineup. They've lost their best hitter from last year, Rendon with L.A., And Zimmerman's out for the year. He's electing to not play this year. But you said you still like their chances a little bit. What makes you say that?
You know what? Last season, Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies, and Washington went on to win the World Series because they have an outstanding starting staff, their bullpen held up, and then you get timely hitting. That is the key to winning. So if this team can get into the playoffs, which is not going to be impossible, they'll be a very dangerous team just like they were last year because all you need is two quality starters, and that's what they have.
The timely hitting was Juan Soto so much of last year's postseason run. You said the two home runs versus Cole. We'll see how long he's out for. And just thinking about his health, how he is going forward. New York and Los Angeles, everybody's favorites for this season. I had yesterday's panel on for the preview extravaganza, and everybody picked New York, Los Angeles. I guess somebody picked the Braves. Clinton picked the Braves to win it all as well. But these are two teams that it's World Series or bust. Don't we all agree with that? But Monty, you agree with that. But with baseball considering up until the minute of the first pitch to expanding the postseason roster to 16, that type of randomness, does that make it better or worse?
I mean, I see why people might think it might be fun that anybody can win it, but I don't necessarily think that makes the baseball postseason any better. Like, we're talking about putting half the league, over half the league, into the postseason in a sport where that's been the opposite of what they've done to determine who the best team is. You're just going to wind up with any old body winning a championship doing it like that, and that makes you feel good if you any old body, but I'm not.
The random title generator. Woody, when you hear baseball is taking up until the last second to decide how many teams are in the postseason, you think what?
Well, I think that it's going to make for just an incredible season. I think it's, as I talked about earlier, with all the changes that occurred, that you possibly could have teams that you never would consider, like the Marlins, to show up in the playoffs. I think it's a great idea for baseball, for the owners are going to make more money for them. And secondly, that I believe that this will be right in the middle of when the NFL season will be heating up and baseball will get a lot more attention in October than it normally would. Because there's going to be more teams involved. You know this is a regional sport. More fans are going to be more excited, even if they're not able to go to the game.
Frank, you think it's New York and L.A. or bust for the World Series?
It always is every year for those two organizations. And Bomani, you know, you're letting your hair grow out. You look good. You got to let your hair down a little bit. There's nothing wrong with more teams. It's a 60-game season. Last year's World Series champs would not have made the playoffs in this format, so why not have more just for one season? What the heck?
Last word to Bomani Jones.
I mean, all right, if you say so. Like, whatever winds up happening in baseball, I feel like the end result is going to have the giantest asterisk in the world, and even the winners are going to have to acknowledge that.
I still think if you can win this year, whether somebody puts an asterisk on it or not, it was a more challenging season than anybody could have ever dreamed up. I talked about yesterday's panel, and they just picked chalk the entire way. Somebody give me something that's going to surprise us. This has the possibility to be the most wild baseball season ever. Give me something, Bomani, that's going to shock us, surprise us all.
Well, look, man, I watched that show, and you were like, give me somebody who'll hit 400.
Yeah.
I'll give you somebody who can hit. I'll give you two people who might be able to hit 400. What about Woody's boys, Arenado and Blackman? They'll be playing in Coors Field, and it's a 60-game season. That seems like a great way to rack up some
all right, there's something.
Greatness.
Woody, something to surprise us all?
Well, 400, Bellinger, he was hitting 400 going into the second month of the season last year. He's kind of changed his stance if you watched him, and he's still in the groove. And I would say that people are going to get excited if there's a 10-game winner, a pitcher that wins 10 games, because that's going to be the equivalent of winning 20 games. So I think there'll be all sorts of asterisks that'll be thrown around because of what's going on in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Frank?
I'm going to give you something. How about this? A triple crown. Either Trout, Yelich, or our guy Juan Soto, who unfortunately not available tonight.
Well, that's a tough pick then if you don't even know when his season's going to start. Washington and New York.
They play
York
a 60 games,
season,
right?
The most surreal opening day in baseball history, and then Los Angeles and San Fran later tonight. We'll move on. Other news of the day. Well, two new names in sports. The Seattle Kraken. Look at this. NHL's new team starting next year. Oh, I love this. And not to be outdone, Washington Football coming up with their new look and new name. It's Washington Football Team. This is their third press release to say they're changing names. Still no name. Still the racial slur three times in it. And this is their new color scheme. It's the same as the old one, burgundy and gold. And here's what it looks like in the uniforms. This is like steering a battleship, they say, or I would say carrying a Christmas tree out of the house in March when it's unruly and prickly. What do you think of Washington moving forward the way they are, Bomani?
I mean, it's hard to do a rebrand on the short period of time that they had given themselves. Like, what this tells me is that Dan Snyder and the NFL were legitimately blindsided when all that money said that the name had to change. You're not going to be able to change the whole identity of the team that fast. It's probably best for them to just put a placeholder in, get through whatever this season is going to be, and then roll out the new name next year. And it'll be good because at the very least, they can use this year just to break people of the habit of saying that other word. That's what they're going to have to do. If we had different attitudes in this country about soccer, then we would probably just call them Washington FC rather than calling them the football club, football team. But here we are. I think they're going to be able to make this work, and they have to make this work. But they should not have tried to rush something this year, because whatever the next name is going to be is going to have to be the name. They can't just workshop these things year after year.
Woody, Washington football team, same color scheme. You saw what the uniforms look like. What do you think?
Well, I think that people got to be careful when they say the initials WFT. Make sure that you're doing that right. And I'm going to follow Clint Yates on this. He has kept saying the DCFC. I think that makes more sense just to refer to it as Washington or DC, and people can get by. But at least they're taking, I think, positive steps to the right direction eventually, and they're supposed to get it done by the first regular season game, and I think they will. They should have maybe reached out to Seattle and said, can you give us some opportunity and give us some advice on what we should do about our logo and our team nickname? Because Seattle did an incredible job there.
And Frank?
You know, when you think about what's going on here with Washington, I think Bomani's right. They want to pump the brakes, but to me, this sounds like somebody owns the trademark to the name that they want, and this is something that's going to be battled out in court, perhaps. But Washington Football Club, Washington Football Organization sounds better than Washington Football Team, but Tony, come on. But the Seattle Kraken, it's a squid. So I thought for sure, what's the Italian word for squid? Come on.
Calamari, yeah, the color.
There you go. That's
wait, the Seattle Kraken is perfect as it is, though. What's Kraken? Release the Kraken. We could rebrand this with the five hole be called the Plumber's Crack. And that S, look at the logos again. I mean, that S for Seattle, but you see the tentacles, you see the eye. It's great. The secondary logo is the ankle, the anchor, excuse me. And it's so nautical, but it's also the Space Needle. I'm here for all this.
Yeah.
A little bit of Clinton Yates 7-7.
Yeah, I was about to say, Clinton Yates made the right point. That don't look like the Seattle S. That S looks like everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in.
That's a little bit of my 7-7 that I used to drink from back in the day. It's a little bit of that.
Squid. This is great. S for
just
squid.
Just think what the mascot's going to be. Incredible. Taking a break. Buy or sell in 2 minutes.
Around the Horn is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Look at this lineup Denver put out yesterday in their scrimmage versus Washington. Big ball. Jokic, the 7-foot point guard. And we have to talk about Bol Bol. This line,
16-10-6. Never before have you heard that from a 44th pick in the draft. How did he fall to 44? What's possible with Bobo? And can he impact games now for Denver? I turn to you, Woody Page.
Well, during the bubble, I've talked about the Denver Nuggets, you know, the lost time zone out here that people aren't paying attention to, but we just saw a situation where they put the tallest lineup maybe in the history of the NBA at the start of the game against the Wizards, and Bobo came out of nowhere. We got Bobo mania here in Denver already based on his stats and his numbers, and people say, well, is he going to have to be able to defend in order to play in this league? Well, when a guy had six block shots, you're talking about a possible second guy who could be a triple-double player along with Jokic there. I just think that it's an interesting concept that Michael Malone is starting with, and you got to pay attention to him. When they play the Rockets with the small lineup and they go with the big lineup, who's going to take control?
I'm excited for that, but are you saying that there's plans? This is like found money. Is there plans to bring, because he's finally healthy, to bring Bol Bol in for the restart?
Oh, yeah, he hasn't played but 13 games this year in the G League, and he only played 9 games last year, so the guy's an untapped market coming to bear there with double trouble towers for them.
Bol Monty Jones?
I mean, it is cool that he was able to do that, but did we even say who that was that he did it against? Because that sure looked like the Washington Wizards that people don't even know qualified to play in the damn bubble. Like, there's only been so much extrapolation that we can do from there. And as we get to the playoffs, I am not a great basketball player, great basketball strategist, but I know what they're going to do to that dude, and it goes like this, right? Is he going to be able to withstand that? Because the question with him and how he's going to perform for is whether or not his body can withstand it.
Sounds like you've experienced that a bit yourself when you get on the court. Frank Isola, that's not really the game now. Maybe it's B.J. Tucker's game, but it's not really the game. What do you think of Denver going big versus Houston small?
That'll be really interesting. I still like Houston because James Harden is unstoppable. But Bol Bol, you mentioned it, Tony, if healthy. He's a 7'2" question mark. But it also goes to show you, Don Nelson was way ahead of the curve on this one. He was the one who put his father, Manute Bol, out on the three-point line way back when, shooting three. So Don Nelson knew what he was doing.
Well, when he went to Oregon, he only played a handful of games, less than 10.
That's right, 9 games.
And he hurt his foot. But he was thought to be a lottery pick. He was at the draft, and he fell all the way to 44. Wow. God, love him. We'll move on. Let's talk about the greatest American soccer players ever. Here's the list. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, all right? It goes Ham, Wambach, Rapinoe, Lily, Solo, Chastain, Akers, Morgan, Lloyd. And then after all those and maybe more, then you get to Donovan, Howard, Reyna, and Dempsey. My question is Christian Pulisic at 21, look at the assist yesterday and the goal yesterday. This is when all eyes were on Liverpool. Understandably, but he really put a run in for Chelsea. Is calling Pulisic already the best American soccer player ever slightly ahead of schedule here, Frank, or is it real?
I don't think it is. It's Tab Ramos, Clint Dempsey, Landon Donovan, but Christian Pulisic is the best one. That 30 minutes that he had off the bench for Chelsea were the best 30 minutes that he had. The assist was outstanding. The goal was outstanding. 21 years old, that is American soccer.
Woody Page?
It's like saying, who is the best around the horn yacht captain? I mean, it's a little early to be talking about who is the best American soccer player. I mean, I think it was Chris Dempsey, his consistency and accomplishments over the years. We talked about Altidore, you know, in Washington years ago, and that didn't work out. But four assists and 4 goals in 4 games, I think he's starting out with a great situation there with Chelsea.
Well, Monty Jones?
No, he looks like he's the best American soccer player that we've seen, and maybe we need to see him rack up a bit more longevity because we're into that sort of thing, and I know that some of you are going to want to see him do more for the national team before you take him to a certain level of greatness, and I feel bad for that dude. We got a world full of people out here like Ronaldo's one of these cats. You so good, but your country ain't never got no chance to win a World Cup, and they're going to blame you for it inside.
Buy or sell 3 words we have been spoken in, what, a decade and a half? 15 years, yes, Tyson fight. Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. is official, September 12th, the date. It'll be 8 rounds. Tyson 54, Jones 51. You've seen these training montages, Bomani. Is this fight something you want to see?
No, I think we should all be ashamed of ourselves for the fact that we're going to consume this. The only reason for these two dudes to do this is because they are broke. The last time we saw either of them fight, we were saying to ourselves, I hope they don't ever fight again. But you're going to be excited if they fight each other?
Frank Isola?
Yeah, usually when you see guys this age fighting, it's at a bar and they're arguing over something completely silly. I give them a lot of respect for the fact that they're both in great shape. Nobody wants to see this. I'm sorry.
Usually when you see guys this age fighting, it's at the home and it's with the walkers, right? I mean, that's what you see. How about you, Woody Page?
Frank, you are so wrong. Nobody. I want to see it. I want to see them both make a comeback. You got to remember Roy Jones Jr.'s like won 11 out of his last 12 fights. The last one was in 2018.
Okay. And yeah.
You got to remember.
Yeah, he's hot.
He's on a streak.
Yeah. And they're also going to have MMA. They're going to have entertainment. They're going to have rap artists. I think it's going to be a fun evening. You want to see it again?
Yeah.
Did you say that he fought in 2018? Is that a real fact?
I didn't know that. You said he was hot. He's on a streak, won 11 to 12. He's well rested.
It was like yesterday.
I mean, that's what we need to consider. These guys are very well rested. All right, Woody Page. You got some points there at the end, but not enough. Say goodbye. Frank Isola, Bomani Jones, showdown in 2 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Baseball opening day, 90 minutes away. Yes, the defending champs had a positive test today. We have no idea what's going on with that team. And we have no idea what's going on with this team. Toronto without a home. Vlad Jr. over the monster yesterday after seeing that ball never land, Bomani. Should they beg Boston to share so maybe they can have a ballpark before the season starts?
I'm just saying, who is the Oklahoma City of this run? Who is the place that's going to take in the orphan and then after they get that orphan decide they want children of their own and then go take somebody else's team? Who is Toronto going to wind up and get them hooked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charlotte's always wanted a baseball team. I've given this great thought, Tony. Here's what they need to do. Either play at Cal Ripken's place in Maryland or where the Trenton Thunder play. This way you're near the other teams that you're going to be playing against, either in Baltimore or Philadelphia.
That's the best point. That's the best point. That'll get you the point here, Frank. I still cannot believe we're starting a season where we have no idea.
It's ridiculous.
Soto was so close to all of his teammates 2 days ago. We have no idea about one team who's playing tonight against another team, and we have no idea what another team is playing. We'll move on. Showdown two.
Let's go.
We're beginning to get a look at some of the audio and visual enhancement of the NBA and Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball team.
In their scrimmages this week. They have Cyber fans doing the wave, and you can see, and other things. Is this working for you, Frank?
It definitely is, and I think it looks good, like you knew the NBA would make it look. What I would do is do what they did with The Last Dance. Have a channel where we can hear the players trash talking. That's what I want.
That's what I'm doing.
They'll shut the whole league down if they get that bright idea. I like what they're doing and they're getting this thing going. I want to see baseball take it all the way, though. Like, you know, if Gerrit Cole has a bad game, you know what the Yankees fans would be doing if they were there. Pipe that in.
Frank Isola, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Wow. I've covered 2 Olympics. I got to see Usain Bolt win the 100. That's breathtaking. I got to see the U.S. women's soccer team beat Japan at Wembley. Incredible. I got to see the men's basketball team lose 3 times in Athens. That's a story altogether. The bottom line is the Olympics were supposed to start today in Japan. We were supposed to see the opening ceremonies. Now it's looking like we don't even know about next year. And I feel badly for those athletes who put so much time into it. Let's hope they can pull it off next year.
We're off for baseball tomorrow. See you Monday. Round the world.